भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 Chapter 24, Text 7. Vaikarikas tejasascha tamasaschetyaham trivrut tanmatrendriya manasam karanam chid achinmayam वैकारिकस तैजसश्च तामसश्च चेत्यहं त्रिवृत् तन्मात्रेन्द्रिय मनसाम् कारणं चित् अचिन्मयः। वैकारिकस तैजसश्च तामसश्चेत्यहं त्रिवृत् तन्मात्रेन्द्रिय मनसाम् कारणं चित् अचिन्मयम् मयः। वैकारिकस्तेजसश्च तामसश्चेत्यहं त्रिवृत् तन्मात्रेन्द्रिय मनसाम् कारणं चित् अचिन्मयम्। तामसश्चेत्यहं त्रिवृत् तन्मात्रेन्द्रिय मनसा कारणं चित् अचिन्मय। वैकारिकस्तेजसश्च तामसश्चेत्यहं त्रिवृत् तन्मात्रेन्द्रिय मनसा कारणं चित् अचिन्मय। माताजी वैकारिकस्तेजसश्च तमसश्चेत्यहं त्रिवृत् तन्मात्रेन्द्रिय मनसा कारणं चित् अचिन्मय। Word to word meaning, Vaikarikaha, in the mode of goodness, Taijasaha, in the mode of passion, Cha, and Tamasaha, in the mode of ignorance, Cha, also, Iti, thus, Aham, false ego, Trivrit, in three categories, Tanmatraha, of the subtle forms of sense objects, Indriyaha, of the senses, Manasam, and of the mind, Karanam, the cause, Chit Achit, both spirit and matter, Mayaha, encompassing. Translation: false ego, which is the cause of physical sensation, the senses and the mind, encompasses both spirit and matter and manifests in three varieties, in the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. Purport: the word chit achinmaya, encompassing both spirit and matter, is significant in this regard. The false ego is the illusory combination of eternal conscious soul and the temporary unconscious body. Because the spirit soul desires to exploit illicitly the creation of the God, he is bewildered by the three modes of nature and assumes an illusory identity within the material world. Struggling to enjoy, he becomes more and more entangled in the complexities of illusion and only increases his anxiety. this hopeless situation can be overcome by taking to pure Krishna consciousness, in which the pleasure of the Supreme Lord becomes the only goal of one's life. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yotaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Before speaking on this topic, I would like to seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. So translation says that false ego, which is the cause of physical sensation, the senses, the mind encompasses both spirit and matter and manifests in three varieties, the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. If you see from the state of pure consciousness, the false ego is born because of the misuse of our independence. With our independence used for its real cause, we have a real ego. What is real ego? That I am eternal servant of Krishna. Or maybe for that matter we'll come down. Very beginning we can say that I am spirit soul, I am not this body. This is the beginning of real ego. But as all of us have been here, that means we have a false ego. Few of us might be, preaching mode and maybe having to, like acharyas, they come for only for preaching. So with this false ego, we have two very prominent characteristics which we see in every one of us in different degrees, which we say that I am, false ego means I am this particular body, and whatever is in possession with this body, the paraphernalia, is my eternal property. So what is the origin of this false ego? In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that Krishna Bahirmukha Haya Bhogavancha Kare Nikatastha Maya Tare Jhapatiya Dhare. Similar meaning comes in one verse in Bhagavatam where in 11th canto of Krishna says that bhayam dvitiya abhiniveshata syat ishat apetasya viparyaya asmriti. So Krishna bahirmukha haya, that is, here it is said bhayam dvitiya. So dvitiya means a soul in his true ego serving Krishna, but now he sees I have to get more enjoyment. So let us find out something other than Krishna, dvitiya, other than Krishna. So he says, viparaya, ishat viparaya. So he says, Krishna bahirmukha. He says, forget about Krishna. Now I want something else. And bhoga vanchakare. So what we'll do, what is his desire? To enjoy. So for that he has to indulge in sense gratification. So he gets absorbed in something which is, there is no Krishna. So asmriti means he forgets his real ego. He is a servant of Krishna. Now he is abhiniveshata. This word is, he is completely absorbed. Now before coming to Krishna consciousness, have we ever thought that we are missing Krishna? We never had any kind of thing. I mean, we are always thinking about, how about me? How can I enjoy more and all? Now, little bit we are thinking about, and on that path we are going on the journey to real ego. So this absorption in something which is not Krishna, so we know that Krishna Surya Sama Maya Ahe Andhakar, Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar. So where there is no Krishna, that means there is a Maya. So as we know that Maya is really powerful as much as she has a power of Krishna. So she has her kingdom here. So what she does is jhapatiya dhare. She gives us distress in different degrees. So that is what Krishna says. This absorption will create bhayam. So jhapat means what for us is bhay. For every moment we are fearful, isn't it? About various things, various matters. So that is the cause of, I mean, that is the effect of being in false ego. In Madhuri Kadambini, the eighth shower of nectar synopsis, it is mentioned that two characteristics of this false ego is ahanta means self-engrossment. So in the Parikshit Maharaj in 10th canto asked Shukdev Goswami, then how is it that all the gopis, when Krishna expands himself in Brahma Vimon Leela, and then all the gopis and all the elder cowherd men, they love their children now more than before, because now they are loving Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj asked, how is it possible? There Shukdev Goswami mentioned that we may say that, oh, I love my children or my whatever, everybody, but actually nobody loves more to anybody than oneself, Parikshit Maharaj says. And so the point what we are making here is, that is self-engrossment, so much so that we first will see by each activity how much enjoyment I will get, and then later we may think of the diplomacy, of rather how much I can sacrifice here, then I will get more enjoyment later. Or if I indulge in now, I might get little bit. So I will do some little bit here and there, the diplomacy. And second thing he has is mamata, so attachment. So by certain interactions, when he is getting proper or appropriate amount of sense gratification, then he sees, though it's mine now, I won't let it go. He has a mamata, attachment. Because if I lose it, I have to find out somebody else. So with these two, these are the two very powerful characteristics. He roams all over the universe with various species of life. But just as we have seen, that result is bhayam, that is jhapada. So by Guru and Krishna's mercy, if somehow or other he gets frustrated with this particular engagement, then the result comes. First, he, just like on Monday we were hearing Srila Prabhupada's lecture on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Disciples Day, he was mentioning Buddhism. There is a concept of Nirvana. So he says, what is the cause of my disappointment? This body, these desires. So let us end the desires. Zero desires. So Prabhupada said, it's not possible. We can't nullify desire because take Krishna or pure devotees or for that matter anybody or non-devotees also, nobody can disappear. Because nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadhati kamana. We are all eternal. We all have desires, but eko, only Krishna has a power who can fulfill the desires of bahunam, all the living entities, for eternity. So there is no way we can say that, let me disappear incognito, or nobody finds me, or that say we, all my files be controlled or delete forever. It will never happen. We will certainly appear somewhere, either in the material world or spiritual world, to fulfill our desires. Either in real ego, with the real ego, or with the false ego. Let us see now a few characteristics of this false ego, with which we undergo different tribulations, pain. Everyone may agree with this, that our false ego is very, extremely fragile, isn't it? I recollect one incident. Few years back, I met one devotee in Yatra. He's a grahastha. So, you know, normally we meet some devotee whom we don't know. We ask, how did you land up here, you know? How did you come to Krishna consciousness? So he asked me, and then I asked him. So he said, he told me his story. So he said, one Sunday afternoon, he was planning to go for some marriage. But in those days, 2004-03, there was no Google map or something like that. So he could not locate the banquet hall. So he said, he was asking, then somebody said, oh, there is a ISKCON temple and behind that, that hall is there. So when he heard our ISKCON, so he had few interactions with ISKCON. He said, might not just go and take darshan. So he went. So around 2:30, he said, I took darshan and then I saw that big queue is there. So maybe little bit prasad also I'll take. So he stood in the line. But as you know, sometimes question answer goes very long. So he was standing in the hot sun. So he said, I'm getting sweat. So let us get out of here. But we cannot dishonor prasad. So he just came in front and asked that server, Bhaiya, Prabhuji, you can give me little prasad. Do teen dana de do bas, so that I can honor and I'll go because I am in a hurry. So he thought this is not a big deal, you know. But the server said very politely that Prabhuji, the lecture is going on and we have a rule that till the, you know, kartal is been heard, we can't start the process. Please don't mind. So he said, I'm not asking you full prasad, just a little few grains and nobody will mind. So he was very, you know, so some people are there, very pakka. I told somebody, Prabhuji, don't mind actually, you know, I will get chastised. So he was embarrassed and insulted, you know. So everybody is looking at him. So he started becoming furious. So by seeing him, one devotee came, a very mature devotee. He just put hand in the rice and gave him a little bit. He said, Prabhuji, take this and you come later and have a full plate, huh? Don't mind. You can go now. So he told me, at that moment he felt as if my feeling was similar to like Karna. So, you know, he said that just like we know in Mahabharata, Karna, he was also showing his prowess. Then Arjuna asked him, you know, who are you? This is the competition of prince. Who are you? From where you are? So you are Sutaputra, so you can't compete here. So that was the insult Karna felt as if he was committing suicide, you know, he was about to commit suicide. Then Duryodhan came and I will give him Angadesh, now you can compete. So Karna at that moment decided that whatever happened in the whole world, I will never give up his friendship. You know, because he has saved me from the embarrassment, insult. Similarly, he thought like that for a moment and he left and everything was reconciled. He became a devotee. Then I was curious. I asked him, what happened to your Duryodhan? Where is he? I want to meet him. So he said, even I was very much curious to meet him, but somehow I couldn't find him. Then one day he said, I was in a company for an interview. I found him also. Then we had a talk and I was asking, which temple now you have joined? I mean, you go certainly. So he was like a Garastha. So he said, you know, that situation turned on me rather than you. So he said, what happened exactly? So he said, you went. So I won't mention the name of the temple and the person. We want to see how fragile this particular ego, specifically in Kali Yuga, even in devotees, is there. So after the program, the server got, his ego got crushed. That I am saying no. Who are you to interrupt my service? You know, the serving man, he didn't give. So he complained to the authority. And authority called him. And politely that, you know, don't do this. Now, by that statement, this Duryodhan's, I mean, so-called, his ego got crushed. He said, this is nonsense. You know, I'm from the point of view of preaching, we should see that we have to be flexible, you know. He is asking not a plate, we are not breaking the hole, and nobody will have an objection. So nothing happened, but he got out of the particular thing. So I'm just telling you how much we have to be very careful to see from the other's point of view, how from which situation he is going through. Prabhupada gave one task of painting to one Mataji. And he guided her that, you know, this is like this, this you should paint. And she painted a very beautiful picture. But only thing is, she did some very gross mistake of Radharani holding garland not towards Krishna, but away from Krishna. So Prabhupada said, what do you think? Radharani has any new boyfriend or other than Krishna? So she became very fearful and, you know, because she had put so much effort in that. But immediately then Prabhupada said, oh, now I understood that Radharani is so pleased with you that now she is offering garland to you. So immediately she got pacified and she, otherwise, you know, that's why we have to be very careful as the words, what we say, can actually kill his Krishna consciousness. That's why in 11th canto, Krishna tells to Uddhava that, understand this, he says, Bharyaspatya sa na asti yatra sadhurvai durjane rite duraktam bhinnam atmanam means the word spoken by the uncivilized men or maybe whoever he has, there is practically no saintly man on this earth who is capable of resettling his mind by hearing some insulting word. He will get disturbed. There is no practice, because everybody has, we can't deny, because later we'll discuss the particular aspect of false ego, which the person with full false ego will try to show something else, but he will fail to show, because we will get disturbed, we'll show the unhappiness. So much so, Krishna says that person can actually tolerate the pain given by the arrow shot at his heart and pierced his heart and created a wound, he can tolerate that. But somebody who speaks harsh words, insulting words, that wound remains fresh ever. Forever, whenever he comes in front of that guy, that person who has created that wound, he will immediately remember. And he will not show mercy to him. That much very fragile is everybody's false ego in this material world. Second, just like we said that we now we have understood that false ego is there, we have to be humble, so we may try to be realistic. But if generally if we see false ego, we see everywhere sort of hypocrisy, in the sense Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives a very nice example to illustrate this point. He says 25 paisa circus. He said there is a, you know, mela, there is a circus, it is written 25 paisa, you pay and see the circus. But actually it is not possible. But still everybody goes. But there is a condition that only one person can go at a time. And when he enters, he actually gets beaten by a very strong man. And when he comes out, now he is in dilemma. Everybody is watching that, how was it? But then they see and ask him, you went in very clean and neat and you came out with a dusty trousers and shirt. What has happened? So now he is thinking, if I tell them the truth, then they will either laugh at me or they may run away. So I will be the only person who will be cheated. So what he says, no, actually it was very nice. And so much so that I was laughing so much that I couldn't control and I was rolling on the ground. That's why it was like this. So everybody said, anticipating, then I will go. Then Bhaktivinoda Saraswati, the second person comes, he also gets beaten. When he comes out, he thinks, maybe first person has got real show and I was cheated. But again, if I tell them the truth, they will laugh at me or they will run away. I mean, they may go, but I will be embarrassed. So he said, same, first class. So everybody goes through the same cycle. Very long ago, I was maybe 7-8 standard. In our family, there was my uncle got married. So whole family was together. And there was a first marriage in our family, were love marriage. So it was a joyous occasion. So everybody was laughing. So I couldn't understand why they are laughing. So I asked one of my uncle, what has happened? What is happening? So my aunt was giving order to uncle, can you bring me this little bit of salt or something? You know, so generally what happens? Husband gives order and wife serves. First time they are seeing, like this very way back. So everybody is laughing. So my uncle said that this is, in Marathi he said, ki supatle hastat and datatle radatat. But supatlana mait nasta ki sagana datatat jayata hai. So in the meaning is, he said that when we have a grain, so we sort of throw them, you know, and so that the dirt and all the stones we can remove, so that we can put the grain into the grinder, so that the flour can come. So when the grains are thrown up, they are happy. They are in a joyous mood. But the same other grains who are in the grinder, they are crying, you know. They are getting crushed. But the grains in the particular, that soup doesn't know that they have to land up the same grinder. So similarly, the circus, the samsara is such a way that he was telling, that all the young ones are laughing. They have to go through the same thing. He was saying that. So overall, unless we have a guidance of a spiritual master, we will have to go through the same thing. Now come up to the situation where, now this verse particularly says that the spiritual, the false ego has been covered by, we will see in three varieties. Because when we come, we don't have an immediate particular characters. We develop it over the period of time with the association with the three modes. And each one will have a different kind of responsive system to the different calamities. Right? Not everybody will respond similarly. There is episode in Chaitanya Charitamrita where it has been nicely explained. that Balabhadra Bhattacharya and Mahaprabhu are in Vrindavan, and Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy, remembering Krishna, but Balabhadra Bhattacharya is in anxiety. And he says to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, you know, you are giving so many assurance to so many people, you are taking so many invitations, and every day people are coming. And he said, Tomarana paya loka mora matha khaye. So he said, they don't find you because you are roaming here and there. And they said, where is Mahaprabhu? Today we have lunch at our home. So Mahaprabhu says, okay, you are in anxiety. So he says, yes, I am in tremendous anxiety. So can you imagine, a soul can have a tremendous anxiety in the association of Krishna also. So Mahaprabhu says, fine, actually you have brought me to Vrindavan and you have shown me Vrindavan, so I am indebted to you. So if you are unhappy, tell me what to do, I will follow. So he said, let us get out of here, let us go to Prayag. And in Makar Sankranti, we'll take bath in Ganges. Mahaprabhu said, okay. So, another two people joined them. Prataprudra Maharaj sent them because safety should be there. So, one is Krishnadas, who is Rajput, and Sanodhya Brahman. So, four of them come with Mahaprabhu. So, next day, Mahaprabhu asked Balabhadra Bhattacharya, now, because he is concerned, so where to go? So, he said, let us go through Mahavan. We'll take bath in Yamuna and all. He said, okay. So in while going, Mahaprabhu hears the cowherd boy playing on the flute and he goes in ecstasy. And such ecstasy that he foams and falls unconscious. So four of them bring him into the tree. And suddenly, Pathan soldier comes. Few soldiers are with Pathan, the chief. And he says that you are thieves. You are trying to rob this sannyasi. You have to rob. You have a agenda. You have given him poison, dhatura. So he says, actually, he orders that capture them and kill them. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, tapese pathana chari janere bandhila ani kati te chahi. The moment he said kati, kill them, Gaudiya sabha kapite lagila. The Gaudiya, who are the Gaudiyas now here? Out of four, Balabhadra Bhattacharya and his assistant. His name is not given. They start shivering, trembling, because calamity has come. Now they are going to get killed. So over the period of time, calamity is coming. Balabhadra Bhattacharya has a first calamity as so many people asking him, where is Mahaprabhu? Where is Mahaprabhu? What is his responsive system? I can't handle it. Fear. So similar, another calamity, he is trembling. But our Sanodhya Brahman immediately says, he's not fearful, he's in equilibrium. He says, wait a minute, you are just a soldier. Let us go to king and your commander, let him take decision. I am not going to hear your decision. So that is sort of very authoritative statement. He is not fearful and he is not saying, oh, let us see what is what. But Rajput, Krishnadas, he is a diplomatic person, passionate. He said, how can you challenge me? You will kill me. He said, this is my hometown and I have 200 Turkish soldiers and 100 cannons. If I call loudly, they will all come and kill you. And immediately Pathan becomes hesitant. Because he doesn't know, actually he has it or not. So when you are not sure, you are fearful. Isn't it? Just like if in Marathi it is said that Zhakli moot sawa lakhaji. It means, if I say that I have in my wrist, there is a 1,25,000. So you can challenge. So somebody says, if you say, yes, right? And if I open it, if it's not there, then I have to give you 1,25,000, isn't it? But if you say no, and if actually it is there, then you will have to give me 1,25,000. So what, in that situation, you will be fearful. Whether should I say it or not? Similarly, Pathan were very fearful to go forward or not. So this particular, we'll stop here that episode, but three responses, just see. Constant response in particular mode creates one's character. Characteristics with false ego. He creates his system, his personality. That's what today's verse says. And then and he perpetually lives in this world. And he develops it, of course, by different experiences, some seminars may change his response system. In that way, a false ego continues in this world. So this we have seen two characteristics, very fragile, and over the period of time they sort of get developed. Now come to the solution. What, I mean, we know all of us have false ego, and so what is the perfect way to come out of it? In the sense, use it, or I mean, recover from that false ego, disease of false ego. So there are four destinations of the people who have false ego. First, we have seen frustration. It's common to all. If somebody is repeatedly getting frustrated, what will happen? Second thing we describe, nirvana, kill desires. So that is also not a big, I mean, so that is not a solution at all, which is not possible. But third intellectual reply, I mean, remedy is to understand actually we are not this body by the scriptures, you know. That car and driver example and so many common sense example are there. We remember our childhood, but we are not child now. Like this we can develop, but still it is not the perfect way where we say, oh, I am not this body, I am the soul, I am the Brahman, I am aham brahmasmi. Because there is no proper platform where we can stay eternally in Brahman. Like very long ago, Yugal Kishore Prabhu gave this example that he, a brahmachari, he gave example that once he approached one organization which is impersonalist, kind of, no worship of deity. So he asked them, what is our goal? I mean, I'm joining you, what will be our goal? So he said, there is a material ocean and we'll be swimming. He said, how long? He says, constantly, I mean, eternally swimming. So he said, Hare Krishna, because I don't know swimming, so I'm not fit here. You know, constantly swimming. How long you will swim? One might be a very great swimmer, but even one ocean he may swim. But the material ocean has no limit. So he said, Aruhya Krishrena Parampadam Tatam Patanti Adho Anadrata Yusma Dangraya. There is no stage where he can perform something continuously, I mean properly. So these people who do not have any reverence to Lord's lotus feet, that's why they do so much of hard work, klesho adhiktara stesham, but still fall down again to do the same thing what everybody does. So this is not the good situation. And finally, it has been said that it is the last snare of Maya. That he says, oh, I am trying, failing. Then he speculates that, oh, actually, I am God and I am in Maya right now. But if I continue life and like a God, when Maya is removed, I will merge in God. I mean, sort of, I am God only. So this is the last layer of Maya, where the false ego will eternally, will in distress. I mean, he will go deeper and deeper into this particular cycle, will never to come out from the spell of Maya. So Bhagavatam has given a very simple solution to this. Narad Muni giving advice to Yudhishthira Maharaj, he says, Dambham Mahat Upasaya. He says, we have a false ego. There is only one way to get it crushed. or come to the real ego is Sir Mahat Upasaya. Mahat Upasaya means a great devotees who have no ego, who are serving continuously to Sri Krishna. There is one verse very nicely written. It's Amulam Etat Bahurupa Rupitam Mano Vacha Pranas Sharira Karma Jnana Sino Upasanaya Sitenaha Chitva Murid Gam Vicharati Atrishnaha. So, Amulam Etat, false ego has no value, no basis actually. It's all Maya. But Bahurupa Rupitam, it manifests in so many ways, you know. Which way? Mano, Vacha, Prana, life here. Different degree we have false ego. Prana, mind level, Vacha. But if we take Jnana, Jnana Asina means a sword of Jnana. With that Upasanaya, Upasana means worship. Sir, devotees, Krishna or his devotees, and his devotees, Shitena means by sharpened, the knowledge sharpened, the sword sharpened, and then with that we serve Krishna and his devotees, then we can chitva, we can cut this knot of false ego, in the sense. And in that, Munir, Gam Vicharati Atrishna, then even though we have these bodies for the sake, we will roam in this world without any selfish desire, happily. So that's why it is said that Iha yasya harer dase karmana manasagira nikhilasva api avastasu jivan muktasa uchyate. So we have so many of acharyas, we know, they have perfected their lives, or they have just come here to teach us how to perfect life. They were living in this world, but they were not having any sort of personal desire to gratify their senses. So it is possible only by this way. So coming back to the first origin of false ego, we have seen Bhayam Dvitiya. There, that verse only says the second part. What is the solution? The same solution. Tan Maya Yato. How to get out of this Maya spell? Buddha Abhajetam. Become intelligent. And do what? Bhakti Kaisham Guru Devatatma. Do bhakti, devotional service to Krishna, because he is the only person to whom we have to serve. How? Because now he is not there. Guru. Serve Guru. As a Devatatma. Like he is our life and soul. Serve him. That way only we can come out of this veil of material. So, false ego gives dukkha, distress, because we use our ahanta, means the self-engrossment, absorption in self, and attachment to our paraphernalia, which is matter, gives rise to distress. But the same engrossment, entanglement, if we use for Krishna and his associate, being in the family of Krishna's, the member of family of Krishna, and serve them, and have attachment to Krishna, then we'll have a prema. Because that is the original position. So rather than saying that, I mean, false ego says, me and mine, instead of that being a real ego, we can actually firmly say that, I am Krishna's. So that is real ego. For that only way is Guru Devatatma. So Guru as a life and soul. Thank you very much. I'll stop here. If you have any question, you can ask me. Yes, brother.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for very illustrations, very nice class.
Thank you.
Prabhu, I was not understanding the meaning of that chid achid. Because like false ego is completely a material element. So soul is pure, spiritual, so matter can't touch it. So what is the meaning of here that it encompasses both spirit and matter.
In the fifth canto, there is a Raghugund Maharaj, same question he asked, that he says to Jadabharat, he gives an example, that you are saying that body is fatigued, soul will not get fatigued. He gives an example. He asked the question, our Raghugund Maharaj, that are there is a, if suppose take a pot and put milk and rice in it and put it on fire, what will happen? The fire will heat up the pot, milk will get hot, and even the rice will get cooked. So he gives an analogy ki body is like a pot and soul is inside. And heat, the taap is what? All sorts of efforts we do, that way body gets fatigued. That means it gets hot. So soul will also get affected. The Jadabharat gives an example that he says, actually, you are saying the analogy is very good. But only when the matter and spirit are being on the same platform. But actually, matter has nothing to do with spirit. But the soul has powerful influence. I mean, independence is such that absorption, that he says, no, I am the body. So that he has a so much force that he, that less like this verse says, our Amula Bahurupa Rupitam Prana Sharira Atma. Life here, the false ego is engrossed, I mean, infiltrated because of his absorption. So it's all up to that living entity. Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhu gives a very nice example. He says, suppose a World Cup final is going on. Suppose India-Pakistan match. Last ball is there and 4 runs are required. India is batting. And you are there only and you are completely absorbed. Light should not go. Last ball dekhna hai. And somebody comes and picks up the TV and takes away. Like this taking, what will happen? You will be stuck to the TV. Wo ball dekhna hai. Baad mein isko dekhunga main. Who is taking? But first I want to see live what is happening. Isn't it? Similarly, so we are tuned into that particular situation. So in like Ajamila pastime, it is said that Yamaduta comes, they take the speed of our subtle body they take. Gross body is dead. So soul can think, okay, now anyway I am dead. And he has no touch to even bhinna prakriti rashtita. But he says, no, my body, my inner garment is going, subtle body, so I have to go with it. So he is dragged, just like this boy, this man, who is engrossed in the final match. So wherever the TV goes, he goes. Similarly, as long as we have attachment to ourself, I, we will certainly have a flourishing future in this material world. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.